So, my name is Josphat Mwema. I'm the County Project Monitoring and Evaluation Officer for Isiolo County under the Regional Pastoral Livelihoods Resilience Project in Kenya. The good practice I would like to share and promote with you today is the importance of community involvement when we are designing projects so as to ensure there is sustainability for community water projects. And I would give you a case study of one borehole called Kawalash Borehole, which the Regional Pastoral Livelihood Resilience Project implemented in Isiolo County. As we all know that several community water projects have been implemented in the pastoral communities, but the sustainability of these projects is always a challenge. And water and forage in the pastoral communities is a key determinant for pastoral production system. When we have water scarcity, there is always associated livestock deaths, disease outbreaks, and more importantly, increased labor burden for women. In this community in Kawalash, in Isiolo, the community had a key problem in water because they didn't have a permanent water source for a long time. They only relied on a seasonal river, which was 10 kilometers away from the village. So to address this challenge, the RPLRP project engaged the community through the community-managed disaster risk reduction process, and the community were able to identify all their challenges and also suggested possible mitigation measures. The community identified and ranked drought as the main challenge, and they also prioritized drilling and equipping of a new borehole at Kawalash as the mitigation measure to the frequent droughts in that region. So once that was done, the RPLRP also carried out comprehensive community consultations so as to make sure that the community owned the project. And these included safeguard screening, both social and environmental screening, is to make sure that the project would be socially and environmentally sound. We also did the feasibility assessment for that project so as to ensure that the project is technically sound. And in that process, we involved all the stakeholders, especially the women and the vulnerable and marginalized groups, in all the decision making during that project. Inclusive Community Investment Management Committee was also formed, and this was very critical in terms of grievance redress and also sharing of the project benefits. After implementation of this project, some of the results or some of the success stories we are sharing is that through the community involvement in the identification and the prioritization of this project, and also implementation and management, these created strong ownership and ensured sustainability of the project. The community have also established a sustainability mechanism through monthly contributions, and this money is used for operating costs and also making sure that the project is self-reliant. The project has ensured that there is community cohesion through community grievance redress mechanism, and also involvement of all the groups, including women and marginalized groups, in decision making. This project has had some key benefits and impacts on the beneficiaries, as the project is directly benefiting over 1,200 households, where they are able to get safe, clean drinking water, and also water for over 10,000 livestock. Previously, before this project, the community used to trek for over 10 kilometers to get water. And with this project now, the trekking distance has been reduced by 80%. Through the formation of an inclusive and functional management committee, this has really enhanced the community ownership of this project. And the project has also benefited the community, because now they are an organized group. They are able to get empowerment through other projects, where they get trainings and also capacity building. So in implementing these projects, there are some lessons we have learned. And one of the key and main lessons we have learned is that when we are implementing these community water projects, community participation in identification, planning, and implementation, and also management of the water projects, is very critical for us to ensure that there is sustainability of the project, because that creates ownership and communities are able to identify the project as their own. Another key lesson we learned is that inclusion of women and other vulnerable and marginalized groups in key decision making is very critical for ownership, and also ensuring there is equitable sharing of the project benefits. The third lesson we learned through implementation of this project was that inclusive community management committees are very critical for proper management, conflict resolution, and grievance redress while implementing the community projects. We regard this as a success story and also a good practice for government and also partners who are implementing community projects. And we also got testimonies from the beneficiaries when we went to do the assessment of the impact of this project. We got one elder from the community who was able to tell us that, and I quote, that since independence, the community had not benefited from a major life-changing investment like this water project. And the women of this village used to walk for over 20 kilometers from 6 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. to get water. And with this project now, we will sustain it for generations to come. That was a quote from Mr. Koilalel Lesosian, an elder in that project. So thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to share this good practice. Thank you.